The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Ro. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Ro. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Ro. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Jim is on a cell and he's next. Hello, Jim.
Hey, guys. Hey, Gator. I think I'm going to lose it here. You keep on bringing up Jace Young all the time. That guy's been up three times and has failed every time he's played up here. He's struggled every time he's come up. And I never hear you, for some reason, talk about Max Anderson. Do you know something that we don't know?
I think we bring up Max Anderson.
Him up?
I think we've brought up Max Anderson a million times in this show.
Yeah, but why do you think they don't bring him up rather than bring up like Young and bring up all these Lee? Why aren't they bringing him up? Is there a problem?
Yeah, well, we've cited that actually a lot, and that is he gets to play every day in the minor leagues. If he comes up here he probably will only come up when he can play every day. Otherwise, they stunt his growth and you don't call up a guy that you think is potentially an everyday player unless you're late in the year. You can do it late in the year. It makes more sense. But you don't want to stunt his growth by having him sit on the bench three of every 4 days.
Well, what about like with Torres being out? Let's say, you know how long he's going to be out. Why didn't they bring him up instead of Lee?
Good question.
Because he would have played second base every day.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they probably like Lee a little bit better than him right now. I mean Anderson's...
The thing on Anderson early on was that he just didn't draw walks. Yeah. And he's gotten much better at that. And maybe it's something that'll open the eyes. But in the meantime, Howie Lee's doing a pretty good job to stay up here.
He's going
to
be here.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to be
here. You think, unless he's part of a trade.
I see Lee maybe he's at second, maybe starting second or third baseman for this organization in a few years. Starting, I just think he needs a little more power. But
as far as Jace Young,
swings the ball pretty good.
As far as Jace Young, I bring him up because I don't know if he's going to be thought of as a guy who's going to be a starter for this team for years to come. So he's a guy that they can bring up from time to time and be one of the last guys on the roster, right? And be that pinch hitter if you need him to be. He's only got 132 career major league at bats. He's only had six this year. But what they like about him, what I imagine they like about him, is that he draws walks. His on-base percentage this year is .343. His OPS this year is .791. For a guy who's only hitting .226, it's kind of like having a little bit of a Spencer Torkelson there, which maybe people are going to bristle at, but it's a guy who can put the ball over the fence and hit for extra base power and gets on base. Mm-hmm. So that's why I keep bringing him up, because he has some of those tools that the Tigers really seem to covet, at least Scott Harris, what he has said, guys that know what the strike zone is. I just that's why I keep bringing him up. I don't think he's a permanent solution by any means. I think he's a guy, when you're talking about the back end of the roster, does he give you a better opportunity as a left-handed pitch at a bat than somebody else who's on this roster?
Okay. There was news over the weekend, and we were reading the quotes from Justin Verlander last week about his future and his injury and his rehabilitation. And they were kind of in a, F it, let's just give this a shot type of place. And then he got scratched. And he's going to be out a few more weeks, cited as a hamstring. And what that led to was Kader Montero, who made one appearance out of the bullpen, went back to start and was really good. Was really good. It'd be the kind of appearance that I'd be like, okay, that's a good appearance for Justin Verlander. 7 innings, 6 hits, 3 earned runs, 3 strikeouts, no walks. I'd usually take that. I mean, 3 earned runs is not great, but it's not.
Through
it's pretty,
7 innings.
It's pretty good. What's going to happen with JV here?
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Ro. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Ro, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to ro.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to ro.co/safety.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
What's the realistic use for the Tigers with Justin Verlander, which is totally different than what do fans want to see happen with JV?
I don't know. I mean, going into last week, I was excited because he was supposed to pitch on Sunday, and then we got that report. It was really strange with his – it was not a report. It was just, you know, he spoke to the media, and he basically said, well, I guess we're just going to – we're going to give it a shot. It is – you know, I don't feel great. I still feel out of sorts a little bit, but we're going to try it. And then Friday, you find out he's scratched because of a hamstring issue, that he had a setback, I guess, when they were in Houston, against Houston, that something just wasn't right. So I don't know what to expect. What you hope for is that you get some form of what you saw last year in the second half of the season when he was great. I don't know if that's that you can't expect that. I mean, you hang another year on a guy, as we say all the time. It's hard to believe you're going to repeat what you've seen in the past. But can you get some semblance of that? Can you get that 2 out of 3 starts? I'll take it if it's 2 out of 3 starts. But at the same time, the rotation as it sits right now, Skubal, Valdez, Mize, Troy Melton, and Kader Montero are doing really well. You know, the first three guys there have a combined ERA. The first four guys there have a combined ERA that probably hovers below 3, which is impressive. And then you've got Kader Montero, who all he does is go out there and continue to impress and pitch 6 innings and give his team a chance to win. And he's such a team player. Like when it was announced that Verlander was going to start Sunday and he was going to have to go to the bullpen, he's like, okay, I'll do whatever it takes for this team. And he did. Went to the bullpen, and then Verlander gets scratched on Friday. Like, hey, Kader, can you pitch? Yeah, I'll start, no problem. And he went 6 innings or whatever it was. I don't know if when Verlander comes back that it's a guarantee that he steps into the rotation.
Feels like a long shot.
Here's what the long shot is. To me, the long shot is expecting him to be what he was last year anymore. So you're just hopeful that he can give you some kind of innings in a positive way. Is that out of the rotation, or does he become, you know, the Ty Madden of this team again, where he's the long relief guy? Does he? Do you go to him in addition to Drew Anderson? Are those two the same type of player now out of the bullpen? I don't know. It seems like Verlander would be he's a rotation guy. This point in his career, probably made it abundantly clear that he wants to start. And when you agreed to sign him, that was maybe some sort of agreement. Okay, yes, you were a starting pitcher with this team until proven otherwise. But if Keydor Montero continues to pitch well over the next couple of weeks, until Verlander is reportedly ready to come back again, because this injury is setting him back by at least another couple of weeks, if he's ready to come back in a couple of weeks and Montero continues to pitch well, it's really hard to take him out of the rotation. And then you got the whole Flaherty thing. Because Jack Flaherty, who's pitching the rehab assignment tonight in Erie at AA, and they say it's just going to be one and done because he's healed up. He's ready to go. He had a problem with his lower leg. And AJ said we thought he was just going to miss a start, and it's exactly where he's tracking. He could come back to the team on the roster on Sunday. I don't think you go ahead and throw Jack Flaherty in the rotation ahead of Montero. Montero's pitched better.
So regarding what JV wants, that might be completely irrelevant information. If JV came here and said, I only want to go there to start, and we get to the point where we are into July.
And I don't know if that's what he said. I'm just throwing it out there. Saying, I imagine a guy who's 40-something years old and whatever he is, you know, 30 wins away from 300, he wants to be a starting pitcher, or he can go ahead and call it a career.
And it might be to the point where Detroit can say, hey, look, we don't have a spot for you anymore to start. If you want to try something in the bullpen, you can. I'm like I said, I think it feels like a long shot for him to potentially have an impact on a baseball team that's trying to compete. There's this whole other, if they sell at the deadline, which is still a possibility, if not a stronger possibility than not, JV taking the mound in meaningless baseball games in August is a sentimental thumbs up. But yeah, that depends on the direction of the team. I would love to be proven wrong. I just don't know that I see a future where Justin Verlander is contributing to a Tiger team that's trying to compete, given the success of the five guys who are starting right now.
So the other thing to take into consideration is what he said before Friday when it was announced he was scratched. He spoke with the media and he said, I've always said that I want to play until the wheels fall off. Maybe they're falling off. I hope not. If I can't be healthy, I continue to prove that I can't be healthy. That's something that I have to really evaluate. Says there's no giving up. This is halfway through a season that I committed to the Tigers. Nobody envisioned it going this way, but I also intend on trying to give it my everything until the season is over. Once that happens, I don't know. It's a different conversation now than it was last year when I seemed to be really healthy. There are lots of thoughts I'm going to have to take this into consideration. I mean, he wants to do whatever he can for this team. You know, he hates sitting out because he's, you know, some people look at it and they say, well, he's stealing money. Well, he wants to pitch.
Yeah.
He's just physically not able to do it. And it just goes back and it goes down as another one of these signings that Scott Harris made in the offseason in consecutive years that, like, well, there's another more money you spent on a starting pitcher that you haven't had any payoff. So it's kind of brutal. But I think he wants to do what's best for the Tigers, and maybe that means he pitches out of the bullpen.
It's funny when they show cutaways of him in the dugout. He looks happy.
He does.
He looks like he's glad to be there.
And you see him. He's sitting next to Tarek Skubal, and it's like, wow. There's the best pitcher in baseball sitting next to a guy who was the best pitcher in baseball. There could be a lot of wisdom imparted there. And curious to see what those – I would love to know what those conversations are. You know, are they talking pitching? Are they talking the future? Are they talking about, can you believe this ride we're on? Or you know, are they talking about, you know, the next season of Severance? I don't know.
Talking about Dirt Cam. You know what the best part of the Dirt – I'll get to the best part of the Dirt Cam story.
Dirt Cam, yes.
Yeah, coming up today at 11:50. And there's stuff starting to percolate on draft day here, Kang. Is that right? There could be something big going on brewing in the NBA.
Dude, tonight could be very, very active, and the Pistons could be involved in some of this.
Okay, we will start connecting dots today at 12:02.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport.
Realtek 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Realtek 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.